I think we'll go ahead and start with the preliminaries, and then hopefully we'll get them plugged in about the same time that we're finishing with our prelims here.
Did we lose Daryl? There, Daryl. Daryl, wait. There he is.
All right. We're going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present and an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. We're going to be beginning with hearing AA here shortly, as soon as everyone becomes available. Caroline, do you see anything yet?
I see a few people. I will admit who we've got in the waiting room.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Valerie Little, the athletic director, has been trying to get on for the last, 10 minutes, and she's still trying to get on.
Okay. Mighty good. I see Mr. Pratt.
Hi, Mr. Motherall. This is Laura Lee, the court reporter. How are you, sir?
Good, Laura.
Good.
Good to have you today.
Thank you for having me, sir. Just let me know when you're ready to go off the record and also when you're ready to go on the record, both, sir. Please, thank you.
Okay. Are we going to need to start over then?
No, I didn't get that first part. Thank you.
Okay. I was at a meeting yesterday. You'll get a kick out of this with some legislators. And one of them told me the first bill he was going to file this year was to make Zoom meetings illegal. I think people are a little bit weary of all the Zooms. So,
Caroline, she's saying that they're waiting on the host to let her in.
Yes, I have given her permission to join, and so I think it's working on that right now.
She got your permission to get in.
Daryl, you make a pretty good middleman there now.
Caroline is saying the Zoom meeting is not responding on her screen. Do you want me to text you her phone number and you can talk to her directly?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to stand down for just a moment and just hang on. Don't go anywhere. Excuse me. Hmm. There you are. Welcome. Okay, I want to welcome everybody to this UIL State Executive Committee meeting. We've already started the meeting as far as the formal portions. We are going to move now to hearing AA, Prosper Rock Hill High School Appeal to District 10 5A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
EEC 10-5A met on September 4th, 2020 and ruled that Shaylee Shore moved from Prosper High School to Prosper Rock Hill High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 6-1. Items number 1 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 and 6 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, this time I need anybody who's going to be involved in this hearing to please raise your right hand, and you'll be sworn in by Caroline. The appropriate response will be, I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. We're going to introduce ourselves right quick. I'm Mike Motherall. I'm a retired school superintendent. Mr. Galvan?
Paul Galvan, retired administrator, Fort Worth Independent School District.
Ms. Denson?
Good morning. Johanna Denson, retired athletic administrator.
Mr. Teal?
Lynn Teal, superintendent of the GEMDAD CISD.
Mr. Wade.
Gerald Wade, retired athletic administrator, Houston ISD.
All right. Thank you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. We're going to confirm and some of the information that we have. We'll have a few questions for you. So we'll start with family members. Once that's done, we will move to the sending school. In this case, Prosper High School, and then we will involve possibly Rock Hill High School. They usually don't have a lot to offer as far as a reason for the change. District Executive Committee, and then we'll get back to parents where you'll have opportunity to answer some more questions and then say anything that you need to say. So that's kind of how the flow of the meeting will go. This is a new hearing, but we do use information from prior hearings. All right? I'm going to begin just affirming some of the information that we understand. Understand that a younger sibling has entered public school after 2 years of homeschooling, and because of rezoning, new high school opening and all, that younger sibling is at Rock Hill High School. And the three reasons that were given, I think, you can boil it down to this. For the change for Shaylee is that there was a sibling bond there, and she'd always wanted to go to school with her brother. And she wanted to be there to assist her little brother as he re-enters public schools. And also there was a transportation issue. So I think those are the things that came out from what I had. Neither of you have a car, is that correct, Shaylee?
No,
still don't have my license.
Excuse me?
I still don't have my license, and we don't have a car. So.
Okay. Mighty good. Mighty good. Let's see. The transfer that took place went to a level three hearing to be able to transfer, and that was granted, I think, maybe on the second or third attempt. Would one of the parents, mom or dad, would you talk to us a little bit about the reason that it went to a level three hearing more than one time?
Yeah, this is Sean, Shelly's dad. We initially initiated the transfer after Riley had decided, it was in late May, decided that he wanted to return to school. And at that time, Shelly had just, she'd like, oh, wow, basically initiated, hey, I want to go to school with Riley. So we contacted Rock Hill asking them, how do we go about getting Shelly transferred? We were told at that time that the ability to transfer was no longer available to us as that ended on May 1st. And from there, I sent an email to the superintendent at that time, and then we got some information back from Dr. Bradley, part of the school board, saying that there was a process that we needed to go through. We appealed the decision, which was then deemed a level two appeal. At that appeal, they still said that, you know, Shelly had made the decision to go to Prosper, so they weren't issuing any transfers to any students after May 1st. It was just a hard rule that they had just applied. So I took it to a level three appeal, and at the end was granted, and Shelly, after that level three appeal, Shelly, you know, was granted the ability to go, or had the decision or the ability to go to Rock Hill.
If she thank you. Now, let's talk about some of the communications that have taken place. To Coach Kaufman, you wrote, Dad, and we saw this, I think, we'll be removing Shelly from the program this offseason to allow her to play basketball, and we'll reconsider returning next year. We'll be looking for a situation that would provide more opportunity to develop prepare her for college. explain that, please.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wrote an email that was I should have sat on and, you know, kind of applied by my own rules as a director of a basketball program. I tell parents 24 hours, write an email, don't send. And I did, out of frustration with how some situations were going on with Shelly.
In the volleyball program?
In the volleyball program, yeah. Okay. So I sent an email trying to get some attention. I was, you know, wrong with me to do that. I shouldn't have done that. But we were just concerned with, you know, kind of Shelly's progress.
Playing issues and recruiting purposes is one of the things you mentioned. Is that correct, sir?
We had talked about it, but by the time I believe I sent that email, Shelly had already committed to Rice University. So she had made her commitment. I think I'd have to look on the exact day that we committed, but we pretty much were committed to Rice at that time. So, you know, we had a discussion, you know, with Shelly had planned to play basketball all along. I'm a basketball coach. I run, you know, basketball program. Shelly had played basketball for me for a long time, and it was always my dream to see her play in high school. Shelly got the opportunity to play because her club volleyball team wasn't practicing early. So she was able to attend, the high school practices, which were in the afternoon. So this was the first opportunity Shelly got in high school to play basketball. So we had jumped on that chance for her to do that.
Okay.
After the basketball season, you know, Shelly re-entered the volleyball program. It was our intention, to continue in the volleyball program. we had, you know, we're looking forward to a new season. You know, Prosper was had opportunity to, you know, compete for a state championship. We thought it was, you know, going to be a wonderful opportunity for Shaley to continue to at least do that. We had participated in the summer program. You know, in all intentions we had was to attend Prosper High School. It was in Shaley's best interest athletically to do that. You know, this is a nationally recognized program on a team that had a chance to win a state championship. It was, you know, would have been huge for Shaley to get that exposure and experience.
All right.
But after she learned that her brother was attending there, she just, you know, really, really wanted to go there. And we had many conversations about it, like, you know, hey, this is most probably not the best thing for you to do. And she just, you know, she just decided that, you know, hey, I want to do this my senior year. And we've always left the decision for Shaley or where to, you know, to attend. It was her sole decision to attend Rice. It was her, you know, decision to transfer to Rock Hill. You know, though we give our advice, it would
be Shaley's decision. You've answered my question there. One other question for Shaley before I turn it over to somebody else that may have them. You expressed some concern, Shaley, about a negative environment at Prosper High School. Talk to us about that. Excuse me.
Well, I guess there was just, like, drama is always that teams have, but sometimes I felt like, I don't know, like, I wasn't involved in it, so, like, it just kind of had a negative impact on me hearing all of the drama sometimes, but I mean, I guess that comes with most teams, but yeah, there was just a lot of drama that would go around in the team. But
thank you. What other questions we have for family right now before we move to someone else here? Okay, let's go to Prosper High School. Who do we have representing Prosper High School?
Brandon Schmidt, campus athletic coordinator.
All right, are you the one that checked the previous athletic participation form?
No, sir. That was okay. Coach Kaufman, our head volleyball coach. She's our assistant campus coordinator.
Is she here?
No, sir.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Can you tell me why she checked that?
I think that the most – prominent reason that she checked out was because of the email from Dad.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for anybody from Prosper High School? All right, then, as we move to Rock Hill, as I said earlier, very little information typically coming from the district that's receiving the student. Do you have anything to add? And please identify yourself if that's the case.
I'm Angel Motter, assistant campus coordinator. At this time, I don't have anything to add to.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move to our district chair then.
Yes, sir, Mr. Motherall. I think the committee, it really boiled down to the letter that Mr. Shore had sent Coach Kaufman and just, you know, clearly stating, obviously questioning her coaching strategies based on the amount of time or the way the play was working out for his daughter, and then just flat saying that they were going to reconsider where they would be playing the next year. And that's after discussing it with the committee, that's why most people voted for her not to be eligible.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Galvan?
Yeah. Mr. Pratt, at the district executive committee made up of mostly Prosper committee members, is that correct? Mostly people within the district and within your district, other schools within your district, and also yourself or whoever represented Prosper and Rock Hill also in the DEC meeting?
Yes, sir. There was both McKinney High Schools, Allen, Prosper, and Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting my 5A and my 6A mixed up. I apologize. Rock Hill, McKinney North High School, Denison, Lovejoy, The Colony, and yes, but Prosper Rock Hill was involved.
The reason why I'm asking that, in that meeting, was there anything discussion upon the transfer to Prosper Hill since being a new school? And that seems to be three areas that our chairman mentioned about wanting to transfer to be with the brother and so forth. Wasn't there a time limit that the district put on for transfers and so forth? Was that discussed as far as when the young man decided to go back into public schools?
Yes, sir. The testimony, and I know Coach Little can probably give better specifics than I, but the testimony we heard is that there was a deadline that the Shores did not meet, and they later came back and decided to move Shaley after the deadline for Prosper ISD had been given, which is why they had to take it and appeal it and go through that process.
How long was that after the deadline?
Can I defer that to Prosper?
Sure.
So our deadline, Mr. Galvin, was May 1st. And I would say that it was less than 20 days after that deadline that they submitted the appeal.
I'm sorry, can you please identify yourself for the record, ma'am?
Sure, Valerie Little, Director of Athletics for Prosper ISD.
Thank you.
So after the time, that you're already gone 20 days after the time that they were to have requested for a transfer at that time, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We were getting towards the end of school whenever they requested it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anything else for our chair? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Yes, for the athletic director, Valerie Little. Ms. Little, a question concerning your policy when you add the new school. I know it was in the documentation, but would you mind sharing that with us and with this group so that we can have an understanding?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much for doing that.
So our incoming juniors and seniors were allowed to have a choice if they wanted to stay at Prosper High School or go to Rock Hill since it was opening. And they were given a two-week window in October to make that decision. And then we closed that window before we had to turn in our numbers for the UIL realignment. So that deadline was over. From October to May, we did allow transfers, but it was not announced to anyone. We didn't publish that we were allowing them. Just anyone that went and either appealed to the coach, spoke to the campus coordinator, or came to us, then we encouraged them to go through the appeal process. And then internally, we had an unannounced May 1st deadline. So it was never announced when the deadline was, when the transfer window was. Everyone in our district thought that after October, no transfers were allowed. Only those people who appealed it did we allow any reprieve in their transfer decision. And so the Shores had no idea about the May 1st deadline. And they were hearing that kids were transferring. And then Riley decided to enroll at Rock Hill towards the end of that school year. And that's when they came to us and asked about a transfer.
Okay, and if a student takes that opportunity to transfer to the new school, then they are not allowed to come back into their original school.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. That's their first opportunity, and then now their eligibility moves to that new school.
To the new school. Okay, thank you very much. That was very thorough. Appreciate that.
All righty. Anything else besides before we go back to the parents, to the family? All right. Mom, Dad, Shaley, I think do we have any questions for them first before we allow them to the opportunity to finish up? All right. You have the floor. You've done a good job of providing good information. We had all the information from the prior hearing. What would you say to us finally today?
I just want to let you know, when I had the decision to choose, I chose Prosper. I intended to go there. And, but after deliberation with my family, and teammate, I'm just really nervous.
Well, I understand that. Don't be. We're just trying to hear to listen to what you have to say. And you've done a really good job of that so far. So you just keep it up. Okay. And take your time.
right. So it was just always my intention to stay at Prosper, like my senior year, but then when I learned that my brother was going there, I would like jumped at the chance to be able to go with him. And so I immediately told my parents, I was like, I want, is there a chance that I could go there? And so I wanted to at least try to attend Rock Hill with him. So that's when we started the appeal process. And then since he's been in online school for the past 2 years, I never thought there would be a chance that I could go to school with him. So it made it, since it was my senior year and I'm going off to college next year, I was like, this is the only, this is the last chance I can go to school with him and get closer to him before I leave. And then he's in college next year. So I just thought it was a, it would be a great opportunity for me. Thank you.
All right.
I guess, about my dad's email, like, I had no idea he wrote that, and then I learned about it the next day when Coach Coughlin pulled me in, and I got very upset when I read that email, and then I went home to my dad, and I told him that I didn't want him to interfere anymore, that I was happy at my school, I didn't want to leave, I didn't want him threatening her to move me schools, because that's where I wanted to be that year and next year. I did not want to move. And so until I learned my brother was moving to Rock Hill. But it was a tough decision because that's where like some of my club teammates play at Prosper. It's like leaving was a hard decision, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to go to school with my brother. And then I knew that it would greatly benefit my family. Like, they would, if I were to go to Prosper, I would have to get my license. They would have to buy me a car. And I knew at that time, financially, they were not in a place for them to get me a car. So, and with COVID and everything, going to two different schools, having like to deal with two different environments with COVID, I knew that would also be better having me and my brother at the same place. So just be safer for my family as well. And I just plead with you not to take away my eligibility, like so many.
Kaylee, you've done a really nice job of expressing your feelings. Why don't we let Mom and Dad say anything they want to, and if then you have something in a minute when they're finished, then you can finish up, okay?
Can I just finish this last
one? Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
So I'm just, like, so many things have been taken away from me, like club season, like my junior national training team experience, like, my all-star game, like just so many things this past year from COVID. And I just want my senior year. And I don't want it taken away because someone thought I was transferring for athletic reasons.
Okay. Mom, Dad, anything y'all want to say in closing?
Yeah, I think Shaylee's said it all again. You know, as a dad, I just feel terrible that I put my daughter in this position. From an email I sent that I never intended acting on it. When I look at your guys' guidelines on transferring for athletic purposes, I just don't see any reason, that Shaylee's shown that, supports that. So I just beg of you guys to help, Shaylee, be able to, participate in her senior year in high school and have that great memories with her brother and us as a family to enjoy both our kids this year. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you. Mom, you have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, listen, Shaylee, I don't know what the decision is going to be here, but you're obviously a bright young lady. You're already committed to go to Rice. That tells us something there in itself. And whether you end up playing volleyball this year or you don't, we just want to wish you a very positive future, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. All right, any comment or question at this time? You know, I think this is one of those situations where, as the district executive committee discussed, that email speaks volumes. And that's kind of where we are at this point. It's time to either make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Shaylee Shore eligible for varsity athletics at Prosper Rock Hill High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denying, same sign. It is unanimous. Shaylee, again, we wish you nothing but the best, young lady. All right. Family members, if you have any questions UIL-wise, you can contact Mr. Beasley. Otherwise, we're going to terminate this hearing and move to the next one. All right, we're going to move to BB, Prosper High School. Appeal of District 5, 6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 56A met on September 14th, 2020 and ruled that Malik Daly moved from Allen High School to Prosper High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 4-1. Items number 1, 2, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number 1 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay, very good. Do we have all players?
They are on their way in. They've been outside in the waiting room, and they're about to come in.
Okay, very good.
Coach Schmidt, are y'all ready? Yeah, let Malik sit right there at the end. Coach Lemons, you over here, Mr. Dale.
Okay. At this time, we're going to ask everyone to be sworn in, and we're going to do that asking you to raise your right hand. And when you do, Caroline is going to swear you in, and your appropriate response is, "I do."
My apologies. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's talk about our process a little bit. What we'll do is, this is a brand new hearing, but we do have information that we can use from the district executive committee hearing. So we're going to affirm some of that information, ask a few questions of family members, first of all. Once that's completed, then we'll involve the other folks who are part of this. We may have some questions for you. And then we'll come back to family. We may have other questions, and then we will give you the opportunity to summarize and finalize. With that having been said, I'm going to get started by asking a few questions. And please identify yourselves when you speak. so that we can get a good record of who we're dealing with. There was a divorce that I think that prompted some of the movement that went on here. And there was a discussion, Dad, you said that you wanted to move to the same place where Mom moved. Did that happen?
No, I'm Herman Daly, I'm the dad. Not a minute was I wanted to move in the same area where it'd be close to her. Yeah, because we didn't know where she was gonna actually move to. So
Did you move into the same area?
Well, not the same city, but I moved close to one.
Okay. Are both of you in the same school district attendance zone?
No, we're not.
Okay. All right. Let's just get right to the issue that there was a discussion, I believe, with Coach Gamble about positions being played in football. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a discussion about moving from running back to safety. And I think there was a little discomfort, according to what we read, in that scenario, in that situation. Dad, could you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Sure can. I don't think it was like any discomfort, because I know Coach Gamble called me one day and he said, "Hey, Ms. Daly," he said, "I heard Malik wasn't happy." I said, "Coach, it's not the fact he's not happy. He loved to play defense." And I told him, I said, "Hey, his issue was not that he don't want to play, is that he never played safety." And I said, "Coach, if you would have chosen to put him on corner, then he would be more comfortable, because he felt like he didn't want to let his team down because he was going to start him at safety." And so I said, "Coach," and he said, "Well, Mr. Daly, so you telling me if I start Malik at corner, he would be happy?" I said, "Coach," I said, "don't ask me. Talk to Malik." I said, "Malik is not going to give you no problem. He's going to play wherever you want him to play, because he wanted to play defense also freshman year, because he liked to play corner because he can play corner." He said, okay. He said, if Malik liked that, I'll change it. And so he said, "Well, let me talk to Malik, and then I'll talk to you when you get off of work." I said, "Okay." And then he had a conversation with Malik, so whatever conversation he had with him. And then after I got off of work, he came back and said, "Hey, okay, Ms. Daly, well, you know, I have talked with Malik." And so he asked Malik, he said, well, "What do you want to do?" He said, "Well, I mean, Coach, I do want to play running back, but I will play whatever you want." He said, "Okay, we'll put you back at running back." And so Malik said, "Okay." And then Coach Stewart called him and said, "Hey, Malik, you know, I didn't want you to go over there anyway, but you're going to get some reps." Malik said, "That's fine." He said, "I'm happy either way." So that was the, you know, extent of that conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
In a nutshell. So, you know.
All right.
So, I mean, if you're trying to say that he was unhappy, no.
Okay. Malik, what position are you playing at Prosper High School?
I'm playing running back at Prosper High School.
Okay. Now, you moved August 5th, Dad, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. The divorce was final in July sometime, about the third week of July, is that correct?
Like July the 27th?
Okay, I have written down here the 21st, but either way, that works. You got custody of Malik, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you moved on the 5th, as we've already discussed.
Right. Well, it was already in motion prior to that, but I couldn't close because of the divorce.
Okay.
They wouldn't close. So.
Right. Understand.
Great.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Malik, I got a question for you. After a game last year, the Prosper game last year, you mentioned the fact and all that a Prosper coach talked to you about moving to Prosper. Correct?
No, sir.
No? Okay, what happened then?
So after the game, I was shaking hands with the other team, and then a family friend that I knew from when we played 7-on-7 together back at Little Kids, I saw that he was a coach, and I went up to him. We started talking, and he just told me I had a good game, all that. He never said nothing about me coming to Prosper.
Okay. Did you go with him or his son to the facilities in any form or fashion?
Yes, sir, I did, but I went to see the stadium and what it looked like to see if it was close to ours, just to see if someone go to watch his son game. It was just on the way there to watch his son game basketball.
Repeat that last part, please.
We went to go watch his son play basketball. Oh. On the way there, we passed by the stadium, and I asked to look at it.
Did you go in to get some cleats with somebody? Do we understand that? Excuse me?
With Chris.
Oh, I went to go get his cleats, yes. His cleats, not mine. I went to go get his son's cleats, not mine.
One of your friends?
Yes, sir. His son.
Is this the young man that you played 7-on-7 with?
Yes, sir. This is the same one. Yes, sir.
Okay. Who else was on that team from Prosper?
That's it that I knew.
Were there others?
No, sir.
Okay, just him. And what does his dad do?
He's a coach at Prosper.
Okay.
I'm right here. I'm the defensive line coach at Prosper High School.
Please identify yourself.
My name is Devin Lemons. I'm the defensive line coach at Prosper High School.
Okay. Mighty good. We'll get to you in shortly we talk about other things, but thank you for identifying yourself.
Yes, sir.
Other questions for family at this particular time? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Question for the family. I just need a little point of clarification about the conversation with Coach Gamble. They said in the spring, could they be more specific about when that conversation occurred about position? Malik can answer, or Dad, either one. I'd just like to get a timeline on that.
Let's see. I want to say it was after spring, if I'm not mistaken, because I think whenever we said it, because we didn't have spring ball and he didn't get a chance to even practice. So I'm assuming it's like it was right after that, if I can recall.
Okay. And then also to confirm that you withdrew your son in May, is that correct? From Allen?
Well, we tried to withdraw prior, but because of COVID, they didn't, you know, it took forever to everything to get done.
So
I don't know when it actually finalized. I don't know nothing because everything was halted because of COVID.
Now, so, how long, thank you. How long has your son attended school at Allen?
He's been in Allen ever since kindergarten.
Kindergarten, okay.
In kindergarten, yes. And my oldest son played on their 2018 championship team. So we didn't want to leave, to be honest with you. I mean, I couldn't control me and my wife getting divorced. So when that happened, we was like, dude, you know, and Malik was going through a lot. So I didn't know what we was going to do. I didn't know where she was going to go. I didn't know what was going to happen. So that really prompted, because we love Allen, to be honest with you. We didn't, because my son played, you know, my daughter played basketball there. Our whole deal was to be there. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just needed some clarification on the timeline, the conversation, when it took place, and then, of course, your withdrawal from Allen to move to Prosper. So yes, I appreciate that clarity. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions before
we get to the point? Dad, can you tell me, and I may have missed it, when did you file for divorce, or did y'all file for divorce?
Oh, the divorce was filed, what was in February? It was like, it was earlier this year. It was early this year when we filed.
All right, and you said that you went to transfer after COVID. Can you give me a better time of when you first tried to withdraw him, transfer him?
Well, let's see the timeline.
First of March was when everyone started closing down. So
correct, yes. I didn't know, let's see how it worked out. when I finalized, I actually got to right in the summertime, when I was after everything was getting to the point where we was gonna go, I tried to enroll, and then I tried to withdraw from Allen because I went to Allen. I can't remember what day it was, and I talked to the lady up there, and she said I can't do anything right now because of COVID. So I'm assuming it was in the summertime. It was after spring, but it was in the summertime, right? Almost probably say July. I'm assuming.
Thank you.
That's you indicated earlier that it was in May.
Right.
What was that?
You first tried. You indicated earlier that it was in May that you first tried to withdraw him. Dad?
I'm listening. May,
June. Are you saying now it was July?
No. I'm saying it was around the summer.
Okay.
When I tried. Now, to be honest, it was a whole lot going on at that time.
So, there sure was. I understand.
It was. It was a whole lot with the divorce. And all I know was going at that time, I'm going to say this. It was the summertime. It was May, it was June, July. All I know is by the time I got my divorce decree done, but that's when we,
Okay. So. All right. We're going to move forward now and talk with, first of all, Mr. Gamble. Mr. Gamble, you spoke to Malik, I think, in the spring about, we already discussed a little bit about moving from running back to safety and all that. Can you talk to us about that a little bit, please?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. And please identify yourself.
My name is Terry Gamble, the head football coach at Allen High School, assistant athletic director. We had the conversation. We did not have spring football. Malik is going to be a sophomore, and we wanted to make sure that he felt comfortable with the position change. He did not like the position change, did not feel comfortable. So we said we would put him back at running back. We understood and went through the process of why, since he did not have spring ball, we felt like the best thing would be to leave and stay at running back. So we went through the process of talking and communicating. And then when this took place, we did not understand why the move from Allen, as he has stated about the wife just moving right up the road right next to McKinney, why he would move from Allen all the way to Prosper, because Allen to McKinney's closer, and that's where the wife is living. So that's what took place.
Okay. So your reason for believing this is an athletic change are what?
We believe, as I checked in the boxes, that he was not happy with the position change, even though we did move him back to running back and he's playing the same position at Prosper. We believe that there is a connection with the coach at Prosper and touring the facility, which he informed me that he did, Malik did, and all the information that was gathered that the purpose for the move to Prosper is athletics. If it was moved closer to the mother, then they would have moved right there in McKinney in the same community because they said they had to be closer to the mother. They're not living in the same community. So we believe that there is a connection with the coach and the relationship there. And they had lived here in Allen the entire time of his life. And now all of a sudden we're just going to pick up and move from Allen to Prosper. There's a connection.
Okay. Any questions for Coach?
Hey, Coach, we never had that conversation with you about the move in my family because we didn't know where we was going. Because my wife, because she almost moved to Sachse. So I don't understand how
you can. Because that was what was stated in the hearing.
No. Yes, we did state that in the hearing. But I explained it in the hearing. We didn't know where we was going.
No, but what you did say in the hearing was that you were going to move closer to your wife, your ex-wife. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, wherever she was going to move.
Yes, sir.
She decided toward the end to go to McKinney. Because at first she was going to Sexy, closer to her mom. So during that whole time that when she was deciding where to go, I was still in standstill.
Okay.
So I didn't know.
All right. Thank you. Anything else for Mr. Gamble? All right. The receiving district, in this case being Prosper High School, again, typically we don't get a lot of information about the reason for the change, but we do want to ask a couple of questions. Who's representing Prosper High School?
Brandon Schmidt, campus athletic coordinator and head football coach.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
What about these discussions and these accusations on the relationship between Malik and a player that he played with on 7-on-7 and his dad, who is a coach?
Yes, sir. Can I let Coach Lemons answer that question? He's right here. He's here with us.
Sure.
He's our defensive line coach, Devin Lemons, defensive line coach. And basically they have a prior relationship with the Daleys through, football and older brothers. They both have older sons who are the same age. So I'm going to let Coach Lemon speak to that.
Very good. Mr. Lemon.
Yes, sir. Our older sons, played against each other in high school football when my oldest son was playing at Coppell. Our middle sons, my son Christopher, is the same age as Malik, and they did play flag football together. I've known the Daly family for about 4 years now. Chris and Malik have remained friends. They've remained in contact with each other through the flag football, which I was not associated with in any point other than just being a dad and a fan sitting in the stands watching my kid. The incident in question about taking him to the facilities and touring everything is very overstated. Malik came to my house to hang out with Chris, and that day Chris had a summer league basketball game at a facility in Frisco, Texas. Malik was hanging out at my house along with Chris, and to give some clarification on driving past the stadium, I live 2 miles from Prosper High School. I just purchased a house about almost 2 years ago. My middle son, Chris, has been a Prosper ISD student since fifth grade, regardless of where I've coached. I have to drive past the stadium to get to the field house. It's all Frontier. We drove on Frontier and saw the stadium. I can actually see the stadium from my living room and my backyard. So we did not stop at the stadium. We drove past the stadium on our way to the school. We had to pick up a pair of shoes, and it was for a basketball game. So they're actually basketball shoes that Chris was using for off-season purposes that were in his athletic locker in the field house. The three of us in my vehicle went to the field house, walked inside, grabbed Chris's shoes, walked right back out, got in the vehicle, and left. So that was the extent of the tour of the facilities. We weren't in the field house for longer than 2 minutes. We drove to the facility in Frisco where his father met us, watched the basketball game along with us. We chit-chatted after the game, and then Malik went home with his dad. In the incident after the Prosper game, the freshman game on our campus, during the game, Chris told me, "Hey, Dad, that's Malik playing running back." During the post-game handshake, as I've done numerous times to people that have played well, or hadn't played well as a coach, you give them encouragement. I saw Malik. I went over to him. I said, "Hey, man, good game. You look good. Congratulations. You played well." I said, "Hey, is your dad here?" He said, "Yes, he is." So where's he at? He pointed to the fence line. I then walked over to the fence line. I spoke to his father, reconnected with him because I hadn't seen him in about a year prior to that because of coaching and moving on with your life. We kind of reconnected at that point. I said, "Hey, man, good to see you. Malik looks good. Hey, man, good luck to you guys. You're in a great place. Y'all take it easy." And that was the extent of the conversation at that football contest.
Thank you, Coach.
At no point was there anything said about bringing a kid anywhere. I don't believe in that. I've been a coach for 15 years, and that's not something I'm a part of at all.
Mr. Teal, you have a question?
Yeah, since we have Coach Lemons on the line, we all understand the fraternity of athletics and those conversations that occur after games. In the DEC minutes, it speaks to after that incident that you just referred to after the game when y'all had a conversation that Malik told reported to Coach Gamble and Allen that a Prosper coach approached him and talked to him about moving to Prosper. That's Malik's testimony. Or words to Coach Gamble. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I can. Nothing was ever said about moving to Prosper. So that being reported as Malik's testimony, that came from a Prosper coach. I mean, I'm sorry, not a Prosper coach. That came from an Allen coach, from whatever information he claims that he got. But being the one speaking and the one at the incident, there is no way I would ever encourage a kid to move anywhere else. I just don't believe in that. Wholeheartedly do not believe in that. So none of that was indicated. I congratulated him on a good game. I told him it was good to see him. I spoke to his father on those same terms, and that was the extent of the conversation.
Thank you, Coach Lemons.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Pratt, District Chair.
Yes, sir. Sean Pratt, DEC Chair, 5-6A. I think in the committee, basically, you know, there was obviously conflicting testimony. But I think the four incidents which happened, and then there was testimony that conflicted on each incident, was, except for maybe the position change. The position change was definitely part of the DEC's decision. I think the visit to the school, Coach Gamble's testimony that Malik had shared with him that he had toured the school, and then hearing Coach Lemons testify that they had just went in to get cleats. And then the fact that Dad didn't move where Mom moved and actually moved further away from Allen. And then I think the 7-on-7 connection that was made. Those four things, after hearing conflicting testimony on three of the four, the DEC felt that there was connections. There was a position change he was unhappy about. And so that's, I think, why they voted the way they did.
Okay. Any questions for our chair? Very concise. Thank you, sir.
Any question? I do have a question.
Yeah. Who's this? Sure. No. I was asking if our committee members had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We will talk with you here shortly. Okay. If that's everybody, then we are going to get back to family members at this particular time. Do you have any questions for Mr. Daly or for Malik before we ask them to summarize? All right. With that having been said, then let's move forward.
I have a question, statement. I don't know which is the appropriate term here.
Okay.
You know, my only question would be, you know, really two things. Number one, Coach Gamble stated that he was going to stay at running back at Allen.
Yes, sir. We've got that testimony.
Yes, sir. So at the end of the day, there's no position change.
I understand that. Yeah, okay. We get that.
And then also, and I don't know where everybody, you know, on the committee lives, but the geography here, and just speaking from a geographical, Allen is just south of McKinney. Prosper is just west of McKinney. And part of Prosper's attendance zone is in McKinney. Now, Mr. Daly's ex-wife does not live in our attendance zone, but part of our attendance zone is in McKinney. So it's not like they live far apart.
Okay. Thanks, sir. All right. Now, as I asked earlier, do we have anything from family members? Anybody have anything that you want to say in closing?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
So, would I be able to ask to individuals? I've got to summarize.
We don't typically have folks asking other questions, but ask that question of me.
Hey,
ask that question of me, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so I was a dad that got a divorce with my wife. Okay, now my question is because of a family or a parent wanted to move, or they moved for a circumstance that happened that we can't control of, why is that something that has to be questioned when it's a life? If y'all went through a divorce, y'all wouldn't want to be questioned.
Let me.
Why are you doing it? Why you leave? Why where'd you move to?
Let me answer that question for you.
Okay.
Very simply, we have to be thorough and we have to get after all aspects, because for you to say that is a personal issue, and it is, but for you to believe that folks don't use those kinds of things as reasons for making changes that are not necessarily related to them, that's pretty naive because it happens all the time. So we have to get to all the issues. That's all. Every time we have these hearings, we have to talk about everything. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, summarizing, please. Anything you have to say, anything left to say?
Yes, sir. Mr. Daly.
I do want to say, you know, this whole situation that's going on, it was based on the divorce. Now, I understand of the withdrawal. I tried to withdraw the first time, didn't because of COVID, but I tried to withdraw again a little later on. It was still there. You know, all the stuff went through at different times. Of course, you know, I got stumped up on the time because of, like I said, of everything that I was going through at the time, everything Malik going through at the time. But at the end of the day, after everything got finalized and everything's done, we moved for that purpose. No purpose of athletic purposes, no purpose of that we choosing because, like I said, like I stated before, we've been living in Allen. My son been living in Allen. We've been going to school since kindergarten. And we wouldn't have had no reason to move if we didn't get a divorce. That's one reason. We wouldn't had no reason to move. But like I said, my kids went there. My son played on the 18 championship team. There was no reason. So to you know, for Coach Gamble to come up there and really say that about a kid that he claimed that said stuff to him that he didn't even speak to during the freshman time because it was Coach Henderson that asked him about Coach Lemons. Wasn't even him. Coach Gamble only spoke to Malik three times. But that was the summertime when he asked him, well, the first time was when the position changed, but the second time about whatever he did, and the third time was with me over the phone.
Yes, sir.
And to me, I don't understand how can a coach, you know, say that about a kid. But, you know, I mean, to me, he's going through a lot right now with the divorce. He barely handled it. And then for a coach that he respected, do this to him, I mean, that's hard on a kid, psychologically and everything. So I understand why, you know, because I understand Malik was a starter on his team. Malik was good. Malik is one of the best he's on there. He considered Malik one of the best 22 on Allen's team. I understand that. We didn't want to leave. But because of the circumstance that happened, we left. And I would hope that coach would give him, because his cousin plays on his team, Jalen Jenkins. That's his cousin. I would hope Coach Gamble will give him his props and say, well, good luck to you, because there was other kids that left, didn't even get challenged. So I don't understand. I just hope that y'all understand Malik's situation, and I hope that y'all, you know, will understand that it wasn't maliciously, because we don't do nothing like that maliciously. However y'all feel, no, he's a kid. I mean, I want y'all to understand it's about his life, not mine, not the coaches, not the schools, not about winning. It's about the kid. Don't punish him for something that he did not do or the family did not do. He just want to play football. That's it. He want to play football. And I just hope y'all really consider that and not consider the school or winning or whatever y'all considering. The main considering for this call, UIL, for everybody, is about the kid's perspective and the kid itself, how they be successful in life and playing football.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Nice job. Malik, you have anything to say?
That was our long question.
Okay. Very good. Comments or questions from anyone? Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. Excuse me, Ms. Denton.
That's quite all right, Mr. Chair. I understand the father's comments and concerns for his son. I guess where I'm having a dilemma is he's in attending school in Allen. That is the common factor of his life. Other things around his life are not the same. So I'm having a hard time personally understanding why I would take the only thing that is normal in his life and take that away from him at this time when he needs his friends, he needs the commonality in order to transition through this change. So that's where I am. I'm going to have to sort through that before I make my decision.
Thank you.
Speak on that.
Mr. Galvan.
Mr. Daly, during the time in the spring, were you living with your ex-wife at that particular time there in the Allen attendance zone?
In the spring?
Yes.
She moved out whenever we was going, but she moved out and me and my kids stayed in the house.
There in the Allen.
We was leasing the house where we was at. And so it was, our lease was about to be up. But so yes, in the beginning we were, and then she moved out.
Okay. You had mentioned something earlier about that you were living somewhere else when you decided to go to Prosper. Where were you living at that particular time?
You said I mentioned I was living somewhere else?
Yeah, I thought you had mentioned something about that you were living somewhere else.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you moved from the existing house that y'all were living in. From there, you went to Prosper, where you're living now.
Correct. Yes, because our lease in the house anyway was coming up. And so in the process, I was looking for a house all the months prior until we found it.
So your wife had moved out and she was living in McKinney, correct?
No, the wife moved out. She went to live with her mom until she got her wherever she decided she was going. And she moved to McKinney.
Okay.
For toward the end of July.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes, Dad. What attendance zone does Mom live in now?
I can't hear you.
What attendance zone does Mom live in now?
I think she's in McKinney Boyd.
Okay. And then the house that you're living in now, are you purchasing or are you leasing it?
I'm buying. I bought it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? Okay. Good job, folks. Dad, Malik, nice job of providing information. We certainly appreciate that.
Is there a way, because I know Miss,
Denson.
Miss Denson spoke on how can I take my kid somewhere that's normal? Well, can I speak on that?
Sure.
Hello, Miss Denson. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I do understand your dilemma. I really do. But the fact is, regardless if my wife would have got custody or whichever, it would have happened either way. So, I mean, I understand you got that dilemma, but that wasn't a choice that I was going to make. Because like I said, I didn't know where she was going to move at. Because regardless, at the end of the day, he would have left. Anyway, so
thank you, Mr. Daly. I do appreciate your clarification. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Malik Daly eligible for varsity athletics at Prosper High School, or to deny the appeal. Any comment or questions this time? All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, please raise your right hand. It is unanimous. Malik, we wish you nothing but the best, young man. If y'all have any questions UIL-wise, then you can contact Mr. Beasley at UIL. At this time, we'll terminate y'all's fees and move to the next hearing. All right, we'll wait just a moment, allow some other people to get into place. We're going to move forward with hearing CC Prosper High School appealed to District 5 6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 56A met on September 21st, 2020, and ruled that Blake Paradis moved from McKinney North High School to Prosper High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 5-1. Items number 2 and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items 1 and 18 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay. Very good. Do we have all participants, Caroline?
It looks like we do have everybody we need.
Okay. I want to welcome you all to the UIL State Executive Committee hearing at this time. We're going to ask that everyone who's involved in this, please raise your right hand and be sworn in. The appropriate response will be, I do. Do we need to wait just a second? We had somebody leave the camera there. Okay, now we're ready.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask as you begin to speak that you make sure that you identify yourselves, please, so that we'll have that for our court reporter in the record. Let's talk about our process a little bit. We have some details from your district executive committee that we're going to reaffirm, making sure that we understand things. This is a new hearing, but we do have the opportunity to use that information, and we will do that. So we'll start with some questions for family members. Once we're finished with those, we will talk to folks at McKinney North, possibly at Prosper High School, and then district chair, and then back to family members. At that point, we may have some more questions, and then we will also allow you to summarize. With that having been said, I'm gonna kind of get things started, and I need some confirmation then from Blake or from mom and dad. In the summer, Dad, I think it stated that you said you were moving to Prosper, but that Blake would stay at McKinney North. And then on August 4th, Blake still planned on being at McKinney North. And then on August the 23rd, there was a decision to move. And I'm checking those dates. We do understand that there were some changes that came about in job situations because of COVID. We understand the nature of that and the fact that that's interrupted a lot of lives. So can you confirm that those things happened kind of like that in the summer and then August 4th and August 23rd? And please,
yes, sir.
We, identify yourself.
Yeah, my name is Ken Parody. I'm Blake's father. And so, yeah, the whole situation around the house for us actually started way back in April of 2019. So our intent was always to keep Lake aligned to North so he would stay stable there.
Okay.
So the first discussion of him moving to Prosper started on the 20th of August. So everything prior to that time was Blake was going to stay at McKinney North.
Okay, very good. Let's see. The dad is the primary address, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you live in the Prosper attendance zone, Prosper High School. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, based on continuous enrollment and all, we'll talk about this with McKinney shortly, but that he would have had an opportunity to complete his senior year at McKinney. Is that correct, family?
I'm Tara Parody Shelton, Blake's mom. He was living with me, but we are in the process of moving because of my husband's job. So okay. That's why I had approached Blake's dad and having him transferred to Prosper.
Okay. Because
we are moving, well, 30 miles plus, so he would not be in the McKinney North.
I understand. Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about some of the time frames that that some of the discussions went on. And again, this is the family. We'll get to Prosper folks here in a moment, Prosper High School. But there was a point in time, I think, after a decision possibly had been reached that there was going to be a move, that there was a discussion between Blake and the coach there at Prosper. I think that's Coach Holder, maybe. Is that correct, Blake?
Yes, sir, it is. Once my family had made the decision that I was going to be moving to Prosper, I reached out to him, just let him know who I was to, you know, try and at least get to soften the blow a little bit moving to Prosper.
Okay. Yeah. Did when y'all made the decision and you were going to Prosper High School, who were the first person? Did you talk to a principal or a counselor or anything like that, or mom or dad? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, my first contact with Prosper was the week. It was probably the 26th, I believe it was. I reached out to their administrators about what I needed to do to get him enrolled over there. Part of our struggle was we were in the process of finalizing the build on the house, and there were still construction issues we were working through. So it was a very fluid situation for us.
Okay. Was this after Blake? Did you contact the school after Blake had talked with Coach?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Baseball, is that your big sport, Blake? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Did you have any discussion, Blake, with Coach Gatewood that you were moving? Once you found out that you were moving, did you talk to him or any of your teammates about that?
Unfortunately, I wasn't given the opportunity to. I was planning to tell Coach Gatewood within two to three short days after we made the decision.
Yes, sir.
But unfortunately, some coaches from Rock Hill, the other Prosper school, found out and told Coach Gatewood. So our talk ended up being the same day on the phone he called me.
Okay. So what's the distance from McKinney North to Prosper High School? Is it like 13 miles? Did I hear that somewhere?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
In traffic, it can take you as long as 30 minutes on occasions. Is that an accurate statement?
No, sir. I think it can go even north of that. 380 is the main concern. There's 13 traffic lights between the two houses, or between our house and McKinney North. Mm-hmm. There's extensive construction at 380 in the Dallas North Toll Road. They just started building an overpass. So, you know, there's construction all around us. It's a very unsafe and unpredictable commute.
Okay. Now, let's transition to a discussion of Summer League. And Blake, what Summer League team did you play on?
I played for Dallas Patriots Stout.
Okay. And did you play with some folks that go to Prosper High School?
Yes, sir. I played with one kid named Chase Pinley. He goes to Prosper, but that was the only affiliation with Prosper.
Okay. All right. I want to go back then to family again, mom, dad, Blake. It doesn't really matter who answers this. You talked about all these issues that came up, or some of the situations that came up with job losses and those kinds of things. But a couple of times there were family hardships that were, I think it was described as family hardship. Can you, in a nutshell, describe what we're talking about there, please?
Yeah, I never used the term hardship. That hasn't been my term at any point in these discussions. The issues we were dealing with were strictly around, you know, what Blake was going to have to deal with moving. Our jobs have changed, so I will have to start traveling as soon as COVID opens up. So there, in addition to, you know, the issues with the commute and Blake's safety, there were other considerations around benefit to Blake aligning to us during the school weeks to help us with things at the house, because my wife also got a new job where she's having to commute to Allen and is working from an office since she started there. And so I communicated this to Coach Gatewood. I said, you know, we've got a couple aging dogs, and just having Blake there to help out with them is a huge issue for us, because I'm sure, and everybody knows, they get more high maintenance as they get older. I mean, we went through every gamut of consideration you can imagine as we were trying to find the right decision for our family.
Mom, what about your discussion of family hardships?
I've never used that term either. My main concern was my husband and the drive that he was taking. We even had to go down to one car financially because of he was traveling almost an hour one way. Mm-hmm. And that's when the discussion came, you know, I think we should move closer because I work from home and he doesn't. And with COVID, once things lift, he's going to have even more of a commute than over an hour. So that's when I approached my ex-husband and his wife about Blake moving. So it more financial for me.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for the family right at this point? We'll be getting back to them shortly. All right, then let's talk about McKinney North High School. Who will be representing them?
Coach Gatewood, our head baseball coach. He and myself, Sean Pratt, the athletic director.
Okay. You are the folks who completed the previous athletic participation form. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you spoke that you were a little worried about recruitment and that there was a change for athletic purposes.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming the recruitment. Talk to us about that aspect first.
Yes, sir. I'm sure everybody in here has read my statement. But if it's okay, I'd like to go over a couple things that were in there just to kind of tell you how some of this.
Just don't read it to us, but emphasize.
I was shocked when this occurred to the point to where when I got that call from another coach in my district that he had been told by the Rock Hill coach that Blake was leaving, I didn't believe it. He's been in our program forever, and he's grown up in our program. He was, you know, was a freshman player for us, was in our camp as an eighth grader, was a JV player 2 years ago, and has progressed into a very good player for us. And to the point to where he's going to go play college baseball. And so, you know, he was a good teammate. He had a great relationship with his coaches. And so I was shocked when this, you know, it was brought to me. In fact, a week before school started, some guys had contacted me and asked me if I could talk to Blake about him coming to play in some national tournament in South Texas in Tomball. And I got with Blake and they were going to do it. And then Blake calls me back and says, Coach, I don't think I'm going to do it because if I do, I'm going to miss the first 2 days of practice. And with me being a senior and a leader, I don't think I need to do that. And so he's off the board a week going into school. So when I get this call 8 or 9 days into our practices, I didn't think too much about it. So I called him and I, because he had been at every practice and on every Zoom we had had, I called him and I said something about practice. And then I said, Blake, what's going on? I heard something about you and Prosper. And he said, yes, sir, I need to talk to you about something. And he said, you know that I love you and that I love Coach Ladd, but my family and I have talked about it and we feel like it's best if I move in with my dad and go to Prosper. And so I immediately questioned it and I said, why would you leave your senior year to go somewhere and where you don't know anybody? And he immediately said, well, I know some guys. I played summer ball with some guys at Prosper, and so I know them. And so I said, well, let's just talk about that at practice today. And we left it, you know, like that. And the dad calls me 20 minutes later. And he says, hey, Coach, I understand you had a conversation with Blake. I said, yes, sir. He said, can we meet face-to-face? And I said, we sure can. And we set it up to meet that afternoon at 2 o'clock. And so we had the meeting in my office with me and him and Blake. And I asked Coach Ladd, my assistant, to sit in on it. We start the meeting, and I ask Blake what's going on, and he said the same thing he said to me over the phone, that his family had talked, and it was in their best interest for him to go live with his dad and go to Prosper. And I said, well, Blake, you know what? You can go live with your dad in Prosper, and the rules allow you to finish your year at McKinney North, and you can graduate there, and you can finish your high school career there. Well, the dad immediately stepped in and said, no, Coach, we're going to go to Prosper. We feel it's best for our family. And I couldn't believe that. And I asked, you know, I immediately came back and said, why would you leave a situation where you're an established player, where you've had success to go somewhere to where you don't know anything about the situation? You don't know the coaches. You don't know if you would even get to play. And I said, with you being a college baseball player, why would you leave a situation here to go somewhere where you don't even know if you're going to get to play? And you know, the dad came back and said, look, I'm a good dad. I've done my homework. We know exactly what's going on. I've talked to the coach, and we're not putting him in a situation where he's not going to be successful. And then Blake tells me that he's already talked to the coach. And so now I've been told in this meeting, when I didn't know anything was going on 2 hours ago, that Blake's dad's talked to the coach at Prosper, and Blake has talked to the coach at Prosper. The only person that hasn't talked to the coach is me. And he's in my program, and he's been practicing with me for 3 weeks. And so the way we're taught or the way we are, if somebody calls us, whether it's a player, a dad, a representative, I cannot get off that phone quick enough to call that other coach and say, do you know what's going on over there? And that wasn't done. And if it was done, he might still be in my program. He might not, but he might still be in my program. So to me, if this is a legitimate change of school, you're not calling everybody across town at Prosper and lining everything up before you come and talk to me. Because this family didn't have a problem meeting with me 2 months earlier when we wanted to sit down and talk about recruiting. And on a summer night in my office, we sat for an hour and we talked about what to expect and how I could help them and all the ins and outs of recruiting. And we walked out of that meeting and everybody was happy. They knew they could contact me if they needed anything. Nobody called me. Only person that called me was a coach from my district telling me that somebody at Prosper had told me that somebody I was counting on, somebody who was a leader, and a good player on my team was leaving. And there's something not right about that. And there's something not right about a whole lot of stuff. Like after that meeting, nobody on the team knew Blake.
Slow down, please, sir. Slow down, please, for me.
Slow down a little bit.
Sorry. Nobody on our team knew what was going on with Blake.
Blake's okay.
Been in our district since he was in kindergarten, and nobody knows. They're seeing him in class on Zoom, and he's not at practice, and they're texting him wondering where he's at, and he's not responding.
All right. You've made your point and made it very well. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Pratt, you have anything to add?
I just very briefly, Coach Gatewood called me that after that meeting, told me that both dad and player had talked with the coach at Prosper. So I called Coach Little, the athletic director at Prosper, and informed her of that. She said she would look into it and get back with me. And then she informed me that night that Coach did indeed talk to the player, but he swears he didn't speak with the dad. And then the only other thing I want to say, I know Coach Gatewood's, you know, there was some testimony that he was aggressive with the parents and kept calling them back. And that was because I asked him to. Just based on the things I had seen, dad and son talking to coach ahead of time, us not getting the call, I was worried about Blake's eligibility, and I asked Coach Gatewood twice to call them back and make sure that he kind of explained some UIL rules, et cetera, and make sure they knew what they were getting into. So Coach Gatewood did that on my behalf, not on his own.
Okay. All right. Any questions for folks from McKinney? All right, then we move to Prosper High School. Who do we have here?
Scott Holder, head baseball coach.
Okay. Coach, let's talk about your conversations. Let us know what happened.
Well, it started the week prior to the phone call and the text. I was informed by one of my players, actually the player that played on the summer baseball team with Blake, that there was a player on his team that had built a house in Prosper, and that he would be in Prosper next week. He'd be in school in Prosper and enrolled in Prosper the next week. At that time, I did not know that the parents were separated. I didn't know anything about you know, their lives and what was going on, and really didn't know who the player was at that point. I was just informed that they'd moved into our school district and that he would be in school the next week. The next Monday, I received a text while we were working out during the period. I received a text from Blake, just telling me who he was and that he had some questions. And just to give a little background, we've had you know, 4 to 5 guys that have moved in from out of state or other states, and they're calling me, and they're over at the school at that point, and they're enrolling, and they give me a call and say, "Hey, Coach Holder, we're here enrolling. My son, we moved from Oklahoma or California. Can we come over and meet you and find out what we need to do to get ready for tomorrow or the next day or his first day at school?" So when I called him back, basically that's what I was thinking. I didn't know if he was over at the school enrolling or what and taking care of that. So I called him to answer that question, to answer any questions that he had, if that were the case. Once I got on the phone with him and he started asking me the questions about, "Hey, what do I need for the first day? You know, what are y'all doing right now? What am I walking into as far as tryouts and so forth? What equipment?" I figured out that he had not enrolled yet, and I told Blake that those things can be taken care of once you enroll and you're in our school district. We can take care of all that stuff then. That was basically the content of that phone call. My mistake.
Is that when you called Coach Gatewood?
Excuse me?
Is that when you called Coach Gatewood?
No, I called Coach Gatewood several days after that phone call.
Why would you
I didn't know.
Seriously, why would you not pick up the phone and make that call immediately?
At that point, I didn't know who Coach Gatewood was.
Well, you knew he came from somewhere.
I just didn't think of calling him. Yeah.
You knew he came from somewhere.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. What else would you say to us?
You know, my only point there is I've been at other districts before, and we've had kids that have moved in. And I wasn't, you know, we never called him back immediately right there, unless I personally knew who the guy was, for the simple fact that I wanted to allow a cooling off period because I figured they might be upset that somebody's moving over to a new school district. And, you know, in 20 years, I've never been accused or brought before any board for recruiting a baseball player. And I'm not doing that now. I did nothing to influence his decision to come to Prosper. I didn't even know it until the family had already made that decision. My only mistake was I didn't call the school and ask him, "Has this kid enrolled?" before I actually clicked the button and called him back. And it took me figuring out through that short conversation that he had not enrolled, but I did nothing to influence that kid. I made the small mistake of not checking in before I called him back. And, you know, Blake didn't make a mistake. The family didn't make a mistake. I'm the one that made a mistake in this situation. You know, I can live with myself for it because I did nothing to influence him coming over here. That's really all I got to say about it. I feel guilty. I feel guilty. And I told my wife this last night because the small mistake that I made, could possibly cost the kid his senior year. And, I just can't live with that.
Did, you talk with Dad?
No, I've never spoke to Dad. I called Dad again several days later. After this had happened, Coach Little had contacted me and said that Coach Pratt had informed her that he was told that I had been in conversation with the dad for several weeks. In addition to, she asked me what organization I coached for in the summer, which was the Canes organization. First time I've ever coached summer ball. I did it really for the fact that I couldn't have summer camp, so I was looking to make some extra money.
Right.
Never talked to anybody in the organization, went and coached and came home. And at that point, after a discussion with Coach Little, I called the dad to find out what was going on. And basically, "Hey, if this is being said, maybe you need to stay at McKinney North because we're concerned about his eligibility." Because I didn't know where the allegations were coming from. I'd never spoke to the dad before or had never spoke to Blake up until that point.
Okay. District Chair. Who was the acting district chair? Because Mr. Pratt, I think, turned that over to someone.
That would be me, Steve Williams, athletic director. Allen, I chaired this DEC hearing since it was involving a McKinney ISD student, and we came to the conclusion as a group that the questions about communication with Coach Holder that didn't sit well with the committee. Also, the former teammate in the summer league teammate being one of Blake's teammates, and also the distance being only 13 miles, and also that Blake has off first and second period, so he has plenty of time to get to school regardless of what the traffic situation is, and just had a hard time understanding why a young man who had gone to McKinney ISD his whole academic career would up and move after school had started his senior year. So we reached the conclusion that we for athletic reasons.
Okay. Again, concise. Anything for the chair? Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions for family members before we allow them to summarize and finalize?
Coach, let's see. Prosper, this is your first year at Prosper?
Oh, Mr. Wade. You don't hear me? Say that again, Mr. Wade.
Is this coach's first year at Prosper?
This is my second year at Prosper. Last year was my first year at Prosper.
And you were not in the district with McKinney then?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm in this district with two other McKinney schools, not McKinney North.
Thank you.
Ms. Denson?
I just have a question for really both of the athletic directors. I would like to know, what is your protocol for enrolling new students in your district that are interested in being part of the athletic program? And we'll start with Coach Little first, and then Mr. Pratt, go following after that.
Sure. We tell our coaches that until the kid is actually enrolled in one of their students, that they should not have any contact with them, because if they're not enrolled in our schools, they are enrolled somewhere.
Thank you. Coach Pratt.
Ma'am, Zach, same thing. And we also, once we know a kid is enrolled or coming into our school, or if they call, we call the head coach at the other program immediately to find out exactly what's going on to make sure this is legitimate before we start any relationship with them.
Thank you both. I appreciate that.
All right. It is time now for summary from family. Any members? Time for you to say anything that hasn't been said or things that you need to tell us.
Yeah, again, Ken Parody, Blake's dad. I think the thing I really want to clarify is, you know, the conversation with Coach Gatewood. I think there's things in the DEC notes and other things that have been stated that I wasn't clear on what was happening with the family and the hardships that we were going through, right? The challenges that we were facing. That's how that meeting opened up. I don't know how I can have a conversation with a coach about a change that's happening with my son without an explanation. So what was very painful and difficult for me in that situation was that there was no acknowledgement whatsoever about the fact that there was job loss in the family, the things we were dealing with COVID-19. My son Blake didn't even know that my wife Monica had lost her job because of all the things we were dealing with COVID for him even. We just didn't feel it was appropriate. So he found out in that meeting. But at no point did Coach Gate would ever show any concern whatsoever or have any discussion with us about what was happening with the family. It immediately turned into a discussion that was solely about athletics and the impact to him and the district and why we didn't consider that. There were also statements made earlier about the fact that it doesn't make sense to them because other players and other people didn't know about our situation ahead of time. You know, I come from a world where family matters are handled within the family. That's why this was a surprise to everybody, is because we were dealing with stuff that was very private. I don't think anybody likes talking about job loss and going through those types of things. You know, we had a pretty substantial risk of losing the house all along. We tried to get out of the house, right? So the thing I really want to summarize is this was 100% about our family. Any accusations counter to that, I feel are very unfair. I don't think we've done anything wrong as a family. I think we made a decision based on very sound reasons in the best interest of our son and in our family of five or four parents. So we've got five people here, right? And so baseball was never a consideration for us. Obviously, there were conversations about it because of Blake's impact. He was in a phenomenal situation. And this move has put him in a very challenging and difficult situation. It's been painful for him. He's an internal processor. I've seen him cry three times in his entire life, and two of them have been over this situation. So I just hope that the committee understands that it wasn't anything out of disrespect to Coach Gatewood or to the McKinney North program. This was 100% about our family and what we needed to do for us.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mom?
I think I've touched on everything. Okay. For me, I just ask, since I'm the one that started this, please don't take this away from Blake. It's because of our financial reasons that we have to move that I put Blake in this situation to move.
Blake?
Yeah, I'd like to say something. So whenever we met with Coach Gatewood, me and my dad, and we had to talk at the end of the conversation, we told Coach Gatewood that I would no longer be attending practice until I left McKinney North, because the earliest they could get me unenrolled from North was that Friday. And so we had the meeting on a Monday. And so from that whole week, I didn't participate in practice at all. And that Monday was the first day that I reached out to Coach Holder. So in no way was I still practicing or basically participating in baseball with McKinney North whenever I reached out to Coach Holder. And after that one conversation, I didn't reach out to Coach Holder anymore until I was actually enrolled in the school, given the fact that he told me I needed to wait.
Okay. All right. Well, Blake, you are a very articulate young man, and I trust that your future is a bright one, no matter what happens here today. We wish you nothing but a very good and a positive future.
Thank you, sir.
All members have done a really nice job in discussing their issues and their concerns and the events that happened, and we certainly do appreciate that. It is time now to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Blake Paradis eligible for varsity athletics at Prosper High School, or to deny the appeal. Comments or questions before we vote? All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. Again, Blake, nothing but the best to you. Family, if you have any questions, anything that you need to comment to UIL on, you can talk to Mr. Beasley. And with that, we're going to terminate y'all's feed at this point. All right, let's move forward. Do we have new business at hand? Anybody? All right, announcements from the group?
Thank you to the committee for your time and effort.
We want to say thanks to staff members, always, great job, and committee, well done, as always. Thank you so much for your time. With that having been said, we're going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See y'all.
We're off the record.
Thank you.